With the likes of Daredevil, The Punisher, and other Netflix Marvel properties now available on Disney+, does this truly mark a new era for the streaming platform? My thoughts right now on 15 Minutes of Marvel.
There was an idea.
Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
We do this all day.
What are they called again?
Annulax batteries.
Harvey Larry batteries.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass.
I control the truth. Mysterio is the truth.
Boom. You looking for this?
What is up? What is up? And welcome back to 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in pretty much 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simmy. Today on the pod, we are talking all about the new era of Disney+. That is right. A new era is upon us, and it is darker, more mature, more all-encompassing. Well, all of those things, really. And I've got thoughts on all of those things. And I can't wait to talk about it with you all. If you're new to the pod, welcome. If you've been around, welcome back. I am so glad to have you listening. It is a wonderful Wednesday here on this podcast. And as of today, March 16th, the following titles are now available to stream on Disney Plus in the US. These titles include Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, The Defenders, The Punisher, The Inhumans, and the beloved Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That is right. All seven seasons of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are now available to stream on Disney Plus in one spot. And I could not be happier. I know. I know you're saying, Ethan, you don't sound very happy, but goddammit, I'm happy. I am so happy because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is fantastic. I will talk about more about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as we go on in this podcast. But the topic of this pod is talking about this new era of Disney Plus that we are now in. It is a new world out there, and Marvel is growing. The MCU just keeps on getting bigger. Are these characters in the MCU proper? Are they MCU variants? Are they in the multiverse? What does it mean for the canonicity of all of these things? We're going to get into that and more. And I know what you are thinking. That's a lot of content. That's a lot of shows that are now available on Disney Plus. And do I need to watch all of them? Do I need to be clued in to the future of the MCU by watching all of these shows? Well, I've got to agree with you. It's absolutely a lot of content. And no, you probably don't need to watch all of them to be fluent in the future of the MCU. But I will let you know which ones you should watch and in what order, because it is important. Daredevil is officially part of the MCU, making his debut in No Way Home. So some of this matters. Some of this does matter. And a handful of these shows, like Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, The Punisher, and The Defenders, they are interwoven. So these shows were kind of the first iteration of a connected Marvel universe. Yes, they lived over on Netflix, but they all showed up in each other's properties and was really this first go at an interwoven universe, which is pretty cool. Look, I haven't seen all these shows, so I can't speak to how good they were executed or how fun they are or how good the storylines are or anything like that. I do know what I've seen. I've seen almost two full seasons of Daredevil. I've enjoyed every second of it. It is getting better and better, so I can speak to that. But here is the official order in which you should watch these shows. And this is how we're going to start off, because I feel like it's important to know, because I went into this and I was like, oh, cool. Like, I'll just watch all of mine in order of interest, right? Like, I'm most interested in Daredevil. I'll just seasons one, two, three. Let's go for it. Probably going to watch The Punisher after that. We'll just go all of the seasons of The Punisher, and then we'll just start like working our way down the list. But the internet tells me differently, and you all on Twitter are telling me differently, that I should watch these shows in a very specific order. So if you haven't started them yet, here's the order that you should start them in. And if you're trying to fill in the gaps like myself, here's how it should go to fill in those gaps. So we've got Daredevil season one, Jessica Jones season one, Daredevil season two, Luke Cage season one, Iron Fist season one, The Defenders, The Punisher season one, Jessica Jones season two, Luke Cage season two, Iron Fist season two, Daredevil season three, The Punisher season two, and Jessica Jones season three. That's a lot of seasons. Like, I'm just gonna say that's a shit ton of content. That's a lot of episodes. And look, all of these were made back when you were making 15-hour-long episodes per season. So yeah, it's a shit ton of content. But as you can see, they're all interwoven. They're all dispersed to really kind of mesh with each other and to really kind of fit in with each other's shows and properties. Like I said, I'm nearly done with Daredevil season 2 right now, meaning I still have an entire other season to watch until I'm all caught up. So it's not that I'm not interested in the other shows, but my time is limited. Like I said, like this is just a lot of content. It is incredibly difficult for me personally with my work schedule, with the doing this podcast, doing my other podcast, 24 Minutes of A24, being on all kinds of social media to stay in the know, and dedicating time to my family and to the gym and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As you can tell, it's really hard for me to find 13 hours to watch a season of The Punisher, you know? And it's not because I don't like Jon Bernthal. I adore Jon Bernthal. I think he's fantastic. I think he's an incredible actor. I really do. And I will get to it. But all this to say, don't feel bad if you haven't watched all these projects, because I haven't seen all these projects either. And we'll get to it. We'll do it. We're on this journey together, and it's all under one roof. You know where to get these projects now, which is the entire point of this conversation. It's so, so exciting. I do think that Daredevil is the most crucial past Marvel show to watch moving forward, because, like I said, he is officially in the MCU, and we have rumors of him getting a fourth season of the show coming up. So if you're going to choose one of these shows to start getting invested in, I would put my money on Daredevil, and I believe that Adam Barnhart, friend of the show, comicbook.com, would also put his money on Daredevil and tell you to go watch Daredevil as your one show that you're going to get invested in. I'm enjoying it so far, and I can't wait to be current and finish. And, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I would be remiss if I didn't end this little segment of the pod without talking about all 7 seasons of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. being officially up on Disney Plus. Is it canon to the MCU? Who the hell knows? Nobody knows anymore, because it's just a mystery every day. And I think it'll continue to be a mystery, but it is a damn good show. And if you are looking for a Marvel show to get really, really deep, I'm talking really, really deep, like over 100 episodes, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is your jam. If you haven't seen season 4 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., what are you doing with your life? I don't know, but you should watch it because it's fantastic. So now, with all of these shows sitting on Disney Plus, you might have noticed that your Disney Plus account requested you to either set up a PIN or enable, which profiles could access this TVMA content, this mature content. This is no doubt, obviously, in direct correlation to these properties, namely, you know, The Punisher, Daredevil, as they are definitely pretty violent. They're pretty dark being on this streaming platform now. But this alone opens up an entire can of worms that I feel like many people are not ready to open up. Many people online are saying this is a bad way to go. There's some parental TV council out there that just showed up out of the woodwork saying this is bad, and I disagree. But look, what happened to the family-friendly streaming service that Disney Plus was? Well, you know, lucky for you, you can choose. You can choose how you want to set your profile. You can choose how you want other profiles within your account to be set as well, to have access to only TV-14 material or this mature content. So look, no skin off anybody's back. We all get what we want, and that is exciting in and of itself. The transition to warranting a parental control is essentially one that is ushering in this new era of Disney Plus. And I continue to call it this new era of Disney Plus because it is just that. It is a more mature era. It is a darker era of the streaming platform, really, you could say, by allowing a lot of this content on there. And I've mentioned it here before on the pod. I just don't find it surprising in the slightest that this comes just 2 weeks before Moon Knight is set to premiere on the streaming platform, which is arguably, you know, MCU proper's darkest and grittiest project to date. The initial social media embargo has lifted just a couple of days ago. People have indeed seen the first 4 episodes of the 6-episode event series that it is kind of being marketed as now, saying it is incredibly dark and incredibly fantastic and enthralling. So I just find it less than a coincidence that this is happening before Moon Knight comes out. And I think it is really smart for Disney Plus. I really, truly do, because of several reasons. Number one, it broadens the age range of audience that engages with the platform at the end of the day. Do you like the MCU, but really like the Netflix MCU shows? Or maybe you've never watched a Marvel show in your life, but, you know, your friend or someone suggested watching Daredevil because they keep hearing how good it is and that it's going to be key in the MCU moving forward. Bam. You've got another viewer. You've got another subscriber going to your platform instead of Netflix. It's also part of this larger play from Disney, from the streaming platform itself, to keep subscribers on this platform, right? It's all about viewer retention and subscriber retention. Instead of logging minutes on Netflix, watching Daredevil, like I was going to Netflix and I was initially saying, okay, I'm going there to watch Daredevil, but, oh, hey, look, there's Seinfeld. Maybe I just want to watch Seinfeld. And I said, oh, but look, there's a couple Paul Thomas Anderson movies. Maybe I just want to watch a PTA movie instead. I didn't always watch Daredevil, even though I set out to watch Daredevil. Sometimes I got hooked by other content on the streaming service itself. So at the end of the day, it's on Disney Plus now. I am going straight to Disney Plus. There's no more of this, well, I went to Netflix to watch a Marvel show, but ended up logging minutes watching something else on the streaming platform, which goes directly to benefit their data. But now I'm going to Disney Plus and I'm staying within this world and this realm of Marvel, essentially. That not only reflects well for the stats of the platform and the data of the platform, but the likelihood of me staying on the platform and continuing to watch something else, either Marvel related or switching it back to like my daughter's profile and her being able to just watch Turning Red again for like the 100th time, it's incredibly high. Retaining the ability to stay on that platform is where every streaming service platform is moving towards in the future. How can they better convince you to stay on their home, to be in their backyard, and to watch all of the content that they offer? This is a major way for Disney and Disney Plus to do just that, to get Marvel fans and MCU heads like myself, like you, like others around you, to really just stay on the platform, which is really, really smart. Look, it also opens up the door for future projects to be protected behind this kind of this parental TVMA wall that they've set up, right? Marvel Studios can instantly go dark. They can go more mature. They can go deeper into that side of the Marvel universe because they now have this dedicated, special, unique corner of the platform to do so. Like I said with Moon Knight, it is going in that direction, and I think this is really just the first step of many in what the MCU is trying to do in the future. They've got all these new characters and other things that they're going to want to introduce eventually, right, into the Marvel Universe and continue to grow, and not everything is going to be TV-14. It gives them the chance to show the real, authentic version of these characters that they want to show. This is directly coming from the Punisher and Daredevil and being able to show that gritty hand-to-hand combat that is just so perfect for that type of storytelling and needed. And I think Moon Knight is going to cover a lot of that, not only in its physical prowess, right? Not only in its ability to represent physical fighting, but also in its mental state. I don't think you can have this kind of like psychodrama thriller about someone having multiple personalities without getting dark, without getting deep with it. And that is important to the storytelling. You will never be able to fully encompass the depth of a story like this, like what I know about Moon Knight and Mark Spector and Steven, without being able to go down that road. So I think it's really, really smart. Overall, it's a huge win for everybody. I really, really do think so. Housing any and all Marvel content in one place is needed, really needed to maintain the storytelling of this connected universe, right? If you can find them all in one place, then my interest is piqued in the legitimacy of everything truly being connected. Now you've sold me on the idea that all of these Marvel characters will show up in other properties. There's always that opportunity there for things to cross over, for characters to interact in other shows or other movies, because I know from a viewer, from a consumer perspective, they all live on one streaming service. And that helps me buy into that authenticity of them truly being connected at their core, which is really, really important at the end of the day, and is really important for Marvel Studios moving forward as well, because everything actually is interconnected. We've got the Multiverse of Madness coming up, and everything will be showing up, and we're going to be going to some crazy, crazy places. So at the end of the day, this is smart for consumers. It's smart for Disney Plus. It keeps everything under the same roof. It bolsters the library of Disney Plus, really telling people, look, you don't need to go anywhere else to get your Marvel content. You just come right here to the House of Mouse, to the old Disney Plus, and we can nurture you. We can comfort you with your Marvel addiction. And that is exactly what is happening in my life right now, is Disney Plus is where it is at. It's where I need to be. And it's everything in between. And so, yeah, shout out for Disney Plus for making this move. I think it's wonderful. And I'm going to keep watching Daredevil. I'm going to go finish Daredevil. I'm going to throw in some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I will hopefully start The Punisher before long. I love all of these things. And I'm very excited for this new era of Disney Plus that we are now living in. What do you think of this new era of Disney Plus? Let me know on Twitter at 15MinuteMarvel. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any major podcast platform. We've got a huge shout out to the patrons today, including a brand new patron. We've got Brandon Clark, Hajir Shakib, Reagan Knapp, Alan Cole Peacock, Ben Lawhorn, Corelli Christina, Mike Zego, TJ Zorich, and the new patron of the podcast, Jessica. Thank you so much all for your support of the show. You have access to incredible bonus episodes, most recently a wonderful conversation with some epic, epic people about the Batman, a full spoiler-filled, lengthy review. And now, I know I didn't give a spoiler-filled review on this pod, but Patreon is where you're going to find it. Go check it out. It is a good time. I will see you back here next time. I'm Ethan Simmy, and remember, always go higher, further, and faster.